Hello, welcome to your daily briefing. June the 3rd, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue our study of your word today. As we look around us and we see the things that are coming to pass, we know that you have warned us in advance of everything that we're seeing. We ask that you would continue to fill us with understanding, so that our lives might be lives of overcoming. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I'd like to share with you an article from Salon.com. And the article was published back on April the 13th, 2019. The writer of the article is Paul Rosenberg. And as I said before, you'll find this in the Salon.com website, published April the 13th, 2019. The title of the article is "The Plot Against America: Inside the Christian Right Plan to Remodel the Nation." The title again: "The Plot Against America: Inside the Christian Right Plan to Remodel the Nation." And there's a subtext to that title. It says, "Religious rights blueprint for theocratic state laws keeps creeping forward. Is the left ready to fight?" The title of the article again, "The Plot Against America, Inside the Christian Right Plan to Remodel the Nation." Published April the 13th. 2019. And the writer of the article is Paul Rosenberg. Now, Paul Rosenberg has no connection whatsoever to Adventism or to this particular church. I do not know that he has any access to our prophetic heritage, but I do believe that today we are going to see something rather amazing here, as is stated in this article. Here's the article. On April the 3rd, USA Today published an array of stories under the banner "Copy, Paste, Legislate," exploring the political impact of model bills on state-level legislation. More than 10,000 bills from 2010 to 2018, based on a two-year joint investigation with the Arizona Republic and the Center for Public Integrity. Now, I'm going to read that again, because I know that you are aware of the fact that in Arizona they have decided to recount the votes in the November 3rd election. And, of course, this is within the context of the election that was held, the presidential election that was held on November the 3rd. But this article was written back in April the 13th, 2019. So you can see that this whole process in that part of the world began prior to November the 3rd. So let me read the opening paragraph again for you. On April the 3rd, USA Today published an array of stories under the banner "Copy, Paste, Legislate," exploring the political impact of model bills in state-level legislation. More than 10,000 from 2010 to 2018, based on a two-year joint investigation with the Arizona Republic and the Center for Public Integrity. The lead story headline said it all. "You elected them to write new laws. They're letting corporations do it instead." Okay. It wasn't quite all. While corporate influence was the strongest, figures revealed that conservative groups weren't far behind. There were 4,301 bills from industry and 4,012 bills from conservative groups, far more than the 1,602 from liberal groups, or the 248 classified as other. The hidden origins of these bills often hides their true intent. the most notorious such group, the American Legislative Exchange Council, for instance, combines business interests with movement conservatives. But within the fold of conservative groups, there's a whole other story to be told about the organizing of extremist religious conservatives whose political mobilization, as I have noted in the past, played a crucial role in electing Donald Trump. Indeed, just the day before Copy, Paste, and Legislate was published, the Texas Senate passed SB 17, a bill that would protect anti-LGBTQ discrimination by all licensed professionals who claim to act on a sincerely held religious belief. It's time for Americans to wake up to the harsh reality that the religious right, fueled by their fear of loss of power from the changing demographics in our country and their support from the Trump administration, is emboldened and aggressively pursuing all means possible to maintain white Christian power in America. Rachel Lazer, the president of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, told Salon, Project Blitz, for example, has already introduced over 50 bills in at least 23 states this year alone, she added. One spin-off story published in the Nashville, Tennessean, dealt specifically with an anti-LGBTQ adoption model, and it turned in that direction also. The Tennessee bill came from the Project Blitz, which was described as a legislative effort with the status aim to bring back God to America. But as Salon has reported in the past, Project Blitz is much more sinister than that. Frederick Clarkson, senior research analyst at Project Research Associates, was the first to discover its three-tier playbook, produced by a coalition of right-wing activists he'd long been following, including Texan Republican activist and pseudo-historian David Harton, whose book, Jefferson Lies, which tried to remake Thomas Jefferson as an evangelical hero, was canceled by its publisher under withering criticism from conservative and evangelical scholars. The authors of the Project Blitz playbook are savvy purveyors of dominionism, Clarkson told Salon at the time. They are in it for the long haul and try not to say things that seem too alarming. But they live an imminent theocratic vision. Not all their allies would go all the way with them, Clarkson told me, but the theocratic end they envision is chilling a kind to the Handmaid's Tale, reason enough to warrant far more attention than they've gotten so far. So now notice what this author is saying here, Rosenberg. He's making the point that these people have a religious agenda, a theocratic agenda, a biblical agenda. They want to turn the United States of America into a serious theocracy, and they have every intention of doing exactly that. Now, let me just remind you again of what I'm reading. I'm reading from Salon.com, an article that was published on April the 13th, 2019. The writer of that article is Paul Rosenberg, and you know Rosenberg, that's a Jewish name. All right. Let's continue the article and see how much further that we can get here. The first tier of Project Bliss aims at importing the Christian nationalist worldview into public schools and other aspects of the public sphere. The second tier aims at making government increasingly a partner in Christianizing America. And the third tier contains three types of proposed laws that protect religious beliefs and practices specifically intended to benefit bigotry. Although category three is divided in three parts, you could also see it as having two main underlying intentions, Clarkson explained. First, to denigrate the LGBTQ community, and second, to defend and advance the right to discriminate. This is one way that the agendas of theocratic dominionism is reframed as protecting the rights of theocrats to discriminate against those deemed second class at best. As the late theocratic theologian R.J. Rushdoony said, only the right have rights. The broader findings revealed in Copy, Paste, and Legislate help to expand our understanding by highlighting three significant patterns shared in various ways with Project Bliss, which are used to advance their theocratic agenda, often hiding in plain sight. Number one, misleading language that inverts common sense. Project Bliss does this repeatedly with the most fundamental terms like religious freedom, First Amendment, and so on. In doing so, it mirrors what corporations and insurance companies did with transparency and the Asbestos Transparency Act, switching the roles of victims and perpetrators, casting themselves as victims of litigation filled by people harmed by asbestos, and requiring victims to seek money from an asbestos trust. A lengthy process many won't live long enough to benefit from. How's that for transparency? Number two, goalpost moving. The entire Project Bliss concept is premised on moving the goalposts. It's built into the very structure of its three-tiered playbook, as well as the logic of supporting arguments. A similar strategy was involved in promoting vouchers in Arizona, beginning with a voucher for students with disabilities, then following up with bill after bill, offering vouchers to more and more students, eventually all of them, with no guarantee protecting the first group of recipients from getting lost in the process. Every single little expansion, if you look at who's behind it, it is the people that want to get their door kicked open for private religious education. So notice now what the writer is saying is that these organizations are moving steadily and stealthily to establish a theocratic nation in all aspects of life. Not just church life, but education and in professional life and the choices that you might make. And they're moving swiftly, but subtly. Number three, preemption. Project Bliss doesn't use the term preemption, but since state level laws routinely preempt local laws, which often protect LGBTQ rights, for example, it's implicitly integral to their strategy. Model bills tracked by USA Today often focused on such preemption. These laws, in effect, allow state legislators to dictate to city councils and county governor boards what they can and cannot do within their jurisdiction, including preventing them from raising the minimum wage, banning plastic grocery bags, and destroying guns. North Carolina's notorious bathroom bill was an example of the kind of bill that Project Bliss could take up in the future. And politicians associated with Project Bliss have already copied it. Most notably, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, whose efforts last session ultimately failed. Last month, Texas was at it again, when an ALEC-inspired effort to preempt local worker protections was hijacked by Patrick allies to preempt LGBTQ protections as well. So notice now that they're moving slowly, they're moving stealthily, but they are moving determinedly. And they're changing the laws so that they will be able to inflict upon the rest of the society the laws that they believe should be embraced and obeyed. Now, this is a serious matter, and the direction in which they're heading is very, 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 very serious. They are determined, and they will not give up on this. And I want you to understand that as we move slowly, step by step, you're going to discover that more and more of these bills are going to be passed. But the bills themselves will be under the control of the religious right. Those people who have decided that they are going to take dominion, that they are going to be theocrats, and that the nation must be an established Christian nation. Continuing the article, it says here, as a predominantly black city in Mississippi, the Jackson community has endured racism, discrimination, and injustice over the years. We are Mississippi's capital city, and as part of our declaration of being the bold new city, we will not discriminate against any individual because of race, religious beliefs, or sexual orientation, nor do we support legislation that allows for such discrimination. The battleground Project Blitz has chosen revolves around a falsified history of America as a Christian nation, sharply at odds with the godless constitution we actually have, and a newly minted definition of Christianity as rooted in homophobia. With these twin lies in place, they position themselves as the true Christians and true Americans suffering from government oppression. So that's how they're planning to do this. They are the true Christians. They are the true Americans. And when they want to take America back, now you begin to understand the context in which they are going to be taking America back. With that false social identity in place, Christian nationalists rationalize the freedom to discriminate as a fundamental right, powered a shift from defense to offense that was perfectly captured by Catherine Stewart in New York Times Op last year, a Christian nationalist blitz. Stewart described participants as in the Project Blitz conference and their call to change the laws so that they reflect the Old Testament Bible. Listen to some of the things that they have in mind. Marriage is or should be recognized as the union of one man and one woman. Sexual relations are properly reserved to such a marriage, and male or female refers to an individual immutably biological sex as objectively determined at the time of birth. In Project Blitz 2018-2019 playbook, this is called the Marriage Tolerance Act and uses the same narrowly tailored definition. But if legislators do not have enough support to pass the recommended language, the playbook offers a fallback position, replacing the explicit language with the vague word alternative regarding lawful marriage in the state. And so now they're moving in this direction, and they're working steadfastly to make sure that these laws are being passed constantly and continually. Now, it is an important understanding that we must have of exactly the direction in which we are heading here. This will not be a Sunday law. It will not begin as a Sunday law. It will not begin as a day of worship law. But notice the structure of the worship that is being developed here. The identification of the social aspects of humanity, of marriage, of schools, etc., the whole nine yards. Ultimately, it will come to the place where all of these other laws will also be a part of the system that is slowly being developed. It will mean that we will be called upon to obey those other systems, and that it won't just be a matter of a day of worship, but it will include a way of worship. The way that you embrace the truth, and the truth that you embrace ultimately, will be a mark as to who you are and what you are about. The combined effort that is being made by these individuals is a serious one. They have every intention of putting this together so that it covers, as I said before, every aspect of your life. And you will discover after a while, and I'm going to say this again now, It will not only engage you from the point of view of a day of worship, but it will engage you from a way of worship. Notice the title of the article written by Paul Rosenberg and the ones from which we're reading today. The Plot Against America, Inside the Christian Right Plan to Remodel the Nation. Now that is an incredible word. And he uses that word he places that word there with emphasis, the kind of emphasis that you realize it is a from the ground up. It is not just a change in a day of worship. Is that the fourth time I've said that? I will probably say it the fifth. But it must include a way of worship. Every aspect of your life will be impacted. Every aspect of your being and your social existence will be impacted. And for the times that we are seeing around us, the taking control of the local governments, the laws that are being passed at state level, you must know how serious these individuals are. We must be ready, because we have been warned in advance of all of these things that we're seeing around us. Unfortunately, we have not been taking them seriously, or if we have been taking them seriously, we have not been applying them to our religious commitment to Christ and the truth. Today, I want you to change that. I want you to ask God to give you the strength to understand what it is He wants us to be, what He wants us to do, how He wants us to live, so that we might indeed be obedient to His cause and follow Him closely. We thank You, Heavenly Father, that You continue to warn us. We thank You for all that You continue to do, and we ask that You would give us that which we need most, so that we might walk according to Your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, June the 3rd, 2021.